Connie.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Good. I mailed your check this morning, so it should be on its way.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. We're going to Canada for 3 weeks.
Okay. Enjoy. I'm glad
Thank
to see
you. I've never really traveled.
I'm glad to see you're getting mobile again.
Yeah.
I believe someone else has come on. Is that correct?
Yes, it's Hano.
How are you?
Good,
is that
good.
Your background, Hano?
I'm sorry, what?
I was hearing some background noises. I wasn't sure if it was yours or someone else's.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go ahead and mute like I always do.
And I'm going to start by asking everyone to join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chuminka, Tati, Serra, Alfikimo, Yudat Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sadvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Yun Gimel Dalet Yud Chav Shin Barhem Tacharem Rakame Sikadcha Tamid Gam Lem Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel Hasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adata Et Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan. Yahid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zofre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufal Tzadi Yuta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We are now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Vechamun, Erech Apayim. The Rav Chesed Ve'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseh Alon Wa'pesha V'chata'av V'nakei. We're all now going to say the first two lines of the Shema Yisrael in case anyone has not made that connection today. Please cover your eyes. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Thank you. Now we're going to say L'Shem Yehud as we connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the Sulam commentary on from the Zohar on Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. L'Shem Yehud Kudcha Barichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urkimu Hilu Hilu Urkimu Le'afta L'Shem Yud He Bevav He V'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu La'aseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Ta'neinan Bekucha Berichu Kol Ma'ade Aved Le'ela Utata Kol Ayihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Delayed lach mila bialma, divae barnash, the dach ya leya, mine ya ulan haga, de ya kalana, de hakulu ovada, dig shot inun, wikola it's derich, bialma. The energy of our current year, 5779, is that it is a time period to gather, to generate, and to learn greater and greater wisdom. There are three verses that have concealed within them the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet. The letters of this name in each of these three verses is separated by two letters each, indicating the various forms of blockages that keeps us from gaining greater wisdom. The first of the three verses is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'imad ele lo tishmeu li v'yasafti. V'yasra'etchem sheva al hatotechem. The second verse that we study, connecting to the energy of the year, is from Isaiah. It's chapter 36, verse 6. In this verse, the letters of the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet, are in reverse order. Tet Ayin Shin Taf. Hine batachta al nishenet akane haratzutz haze al mitraim masher yisamech ishalav uva v'kapo Unkava, Kain Paro Melech Yitzraim, Lekol Abodhim Malav. The third verse is from the prophet Micah. It's chapter 6, verse 13. Vegam ani hecheleiti akotecha Hashmem al hatotecha. The fourth verse that we study starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet. It is demonstrating that it has the same energy as the year. There are 13 of verses like that, and the first one we are studying connects to the month of Tishrei, the current month that we are in. It is from 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 10. Hu kam vayach paplishtim ad ki yaga yado vatid bak yado El HaCherev Vayas Adonai Yohei Wahei Teshua Gedola Fayom Hahu Beham Yashuvu Acharav Ach Lefashet. The year 5778, the previous year, has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem, the energy of lowering our egos. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon. Vayitchal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo natamar achoti utlabev le'ene shete levivot v'yevre miyada. The second verse is from Psalms, chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lokisiti, amarti ode ale pashai, ladonai ohe wahe. We ata nasata awon chatati sela. The year 5777, known as the year of the goat. But it's also known as the year of the wake-up. Again, there are two verses that connect to the energy. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take these first letters, we're able to create satsuki ah, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we're able to create Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of the name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause that refreshes. There are again two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yehaskum acheichem ha'leviim ad kelo tamlacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim. Ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Here are the names. Adonai yohei wahei, la-la-hei, wa-wa-wa, Yo la yo, ala me, hey, hey, hey. Aka, break, aha. Next is the verse from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. It has the same energy to connect to the year 5776, that of the pause. Bidhu Vadonai Yo He Wahe Adead Kibia Yo He Adonai Yo He Wahe Yohe Wahe Tur Olami. Year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, it's 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol ha-machavoyiyam. Asher yichabe sham v'shavtem Eilai el nachon. V'halakti ifem v'chayayim yeshno. V'aretz v'hipasti o tov b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo laneta yo veid roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. That there's only one verse in all of the Tanakh with that energy. That is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael umtati v'shakan taftal v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God by saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heita hezayo alada wa awa heya. Yozala me behe, e reyo heko me, la awaka la yo, la wawa pehe la, nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nu ta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo awa me, la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he yo a he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me Nu nu a nu yota me be he pe wayo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa we a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We're now going to connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, and we will utilize the same tool and the same technique. Wa 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 yo 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 sa bete aame me de shi la yo he anu a kameta he he yo anu da la he wa he mea yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he he nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he se wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 14th day of Tishrei, Rabbi Shalom Shnachta of Prohovich. He was the son of the Abraham Malach, the grandson. He is the grandson of the Magid de Mezrich. Rabbi Israel Hopstein, the Magid of Kroznitz. Rabbi Mordechai of Zeville. Rabbi Chaim Elazar Ben-Sion Brook. Rabbi Yitzhak Mordechai Shapiro of Gvozditz, Sadigura. And then there's our pattern on Sundays to mention the names of the people who left on the 15th day, which is the full moon day, which the full moon will be tonight and tomorrow. This is the Hilulah of Yaakov Avinu, the 15th day of Tishrei. Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Del Medigo, Rabbi Yitzhak Elzik of Koritz, Rabbi Meshulam Katz, Rabbi Mordechai of Lechovich, Rabbi Meir Arik of Tarno Galicia, and Rabbi Mordechai Lefer of Nadvorna. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. I'm going to read something about the holiday of Sukkot. It's very short, to give you some understanding. The holiday of Sukkot starts on the 15th day of Tishrei. It starts tonight at sundown. The purpose of this short reading is to explain the energy of the holiday. It won't be the reading. Our actual reading today will be one of the sections from the Zohar about Sukkot. Sukkot is known as the holiday of booths, of temporary dwellings. And that's the important aspect, temporary dwelling. For 1 week every year, the Torah recommends for us to move out of our homes, our comfort zone, and live in a temporary shelter called a sukkah. What is the reason that the Torah tells us to do this? Is to connect to the energy of certainty. to connect in the energy of trusting Hashem, to correct in the energy that we can start to integrate into ourselves, to knowledge that Hashem provides everything we need, shelter, food, clothing, family, love, conflict, everything we need to reach our tikkun. During temple times, there were additional sacrifices made of 13 bulls the first day of Sukkot. The second day, there were 12 bulls that were sacrificed. The third day was 11 bulls. As we continued day by day up to the seventh day, when on the seventh day, 7 bulls were sacrificed. If we add 13 plus 12 plus 11 plus 10 plus 9 plus 8 plus 7, the total is 70. During the holiday of Sukkot, we are sacrificing 70 bulls. Each of these bulls represents, from the teachings of the Talmud and the Zohar, each bull represents a special, unique energy of mercy that was drawn down to the world by the children of Israel and shared with the specific nation that that bull relates to. We share with all 70 nations. When we do not share properly, that nation feels a lack, and intuitively, they know the source of that lack is the children of Israel. And that causes what we have termed anti-Semitism to rise in the world. Hatred rise in the world because the children of Israel do not do their job properly. And what does it mean, your job as the children of Israel? It means to sacrifice these 70 animals, but we don't have a temple to sacrifice them in. So the study of the Torah dealing with those sacrifices suffices to share the proper energy with the proper nation. When we do it properly, there is a minimum of hatred in the world. When we do it improperly, the lack that is felt generates hatred in the world. And that hatred is generally directed, throughout the centuries, has been directed against the children of Israel. This is your choice. This is the choice of each child of Israel. To listen to that reading. If you cannot get to a synagogue, then get a chumash, a book that has the Hebrew Torah on one side and an English translation on the other, and scan the appropriate sections. This is considered study. Intellectually, we don't consider it study. But in reality, Hashem created the Hebrew letters to transfer that metaphysical energy. And that's the purpose of Torah study. When you scan the letters, when you read the letters, when you study the letters in depth, including the words of the Torah in depth, this is all forms of Torah study. Now let us turn to the Zohar section that we are to study today. You'll find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, that link opens up a landing page for the various portions of Zohar. Scroll down almost to the bottom where you see it. It is connecting to the Zohar recordings for Sukkot. Open up that link and then scroll down to where it says Parashat Emor, section 37, the holiday of Sukkot. And that opens to verse 271, which is where we will start. Vasukotash Teshvu Shivat Yamim Wigomer Pekudada Leshe Basuka Behaokina Begin Leid Haza'a Di Yisrael Yatbe Biraza Dim Hem Nuta Bela Dechilu Kilal Deha Mekat Rega Iparash Minayu Vekol Mandeihu Biraza Dim Hem Nuta Yati Blasuka Kimadio Kimna Diktiv Kol Ha Ezrach Be Yisrael Yeshvu Basukot Mandihu Verazadim Hemnuta Umizra Mizara Vishar Shad Yisrael Yashvu Basukot Viraza Dait Mar Bekama Dovte. This section of the Zohar is called Re'aya Mehemna. Throughout the Zohar, there are sections that are taught by the soul of Moses. That's what it means. This section is Re'aya Mehemna, the faithful shepherd. You shall dwell in booths. The Hebrew word is sukkah, sukkot, 7 days. It is a mitzvah to dwell in a sukkah. We explain that its purpose is to show that Israel dwell in the secret of faith. The secret of the shadow of the sukkah, entirely without fear of denouncing, since the prosecutor has already separated from them on Yom Kippur through the goat given to Azazel. Whoever is in the secret of faith dwells in a sukkah, as we explain from the words, all that are home, born in Israel, shall dwell in booths. That is, whoever is in the secret of faith of the seed and root of Israel shall dwell in Sukkot. This mystery was brought in several places. We have the mitzvah of Sukkot for the purpose of demonstrating and increasing our connection to certainty. And let me reread my commentary, because it needs to be reinforced all the time. We have the mitzvah of Sukkot for the purpose of demonstrating and actually increasing our connection to the energy of certainty. Pasuk 272. Pikuda batar dalekar va karbina V'kol yomar v'kar b'na Da'le mecheve kola ka b'kola V'chet v'avta divno Begin deku achidan Be'ilana anvin Diltata dalgabe Sharsha de'ilana Kola itbarkan Begin ilana Af al gav delet behuto alta Kola itbarkan Bechevavta De Israel Baruchon Dileila Yahweh Hulaka Devir Khan Lakal Inun She'ar Amin Deit Lon Yahidu Beit Achadu Behu BeYisrael. The following mitzvah is to offer a daily sacrifice on the 7 days of Sukkot. Everyone should have a part in that sacrifice, in his children's joy, since the 70 bullocks correspond to the 70 ministers of the nations. They are all attached to the tree, to Zeranpin. Since the branches below that come from the root of the tree are all blessed because of the tree. Even though they are useless, they are all also blessed. Israel rejoice in their Father in heaven, namely in the root of the tree, and they give a portion of the blessings to the rest of the nations who can hold and do hold to Israel. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining about anti-Semitism and how to avoid it. By sharing with what the pasuk calls useless, I am not sure which word is being translated as useless. I think it is a corrupt translation, but I cannot verify it. This is how to utilize intuition. Verse 273. V'kol ilein b'kar b'nin l'mei ha-mezona l'inun m'manan Dishar amin dehabigoy Rachimu dekarachim Kudshabarifu livno Be'edikolayachon Rachimin bilchon Berazada birtsot Hashem darke ishkam oyeval Yashlimito Afilu kolinun mekatrege ilae kuhu achadran rechimin liyisrael vekad chayalin dileila achadru rechimin liyisrael kolinun biltata Al achat kama v'kama. All these offerings, the 70 bullocks, were made to give nourishment to all the ministers appointed over the other nations. Since for the love the Holy One, blessed be He, has for His children, He wants all of the ministers to be their friends. This is the meaning behind when a man's ways please Hashem, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. That is, even the highest prosecutors become again friendly with Israel. When the celestial forces again become friends to Israel, those below do so even more. My commentary. This is when there are no anti-Semitic acts anywhere in the world. This is how the modern state of Israel was able to manifest into the world. Pasuk 274. Vite malechon hawo mekar vekarbenal al haki elakolaleku chaberichu salik umit karev vehu parish mezona lekol kulhu oklusin de sitrim acharanim de yatranun. Behahu dorona divno vait chadrun rachimim bilchon deyin deun ela utata dehalet ama kamahu enal ela utata kata Yaut Zwiko Uchlosin Ilain Parche Viamre Umika Amcha Ke Yisrael Goyechad Baaretz Alkech Raya Mehemaina. You may say that the sacrifices were offered to them, to the 70 ministers. This is not so. But everything was offered and sacrificed to Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He. And He divides the nourishment among the multitudes of the other sides, namely the ministers of the 70 nations. So they will enjoy His children's gift and again become their friends. Thus it shall be known above and below that there is no nation like Israel, who are thy portion and lot of the Holy One, blessed be He. And the glory of the Holy One, blessed be He, rises above and below, as it should. And all the celestial multitudes start by saying, and what one nation in the earth is like your people, like Israel? That is actually the end of the Mehemna, Reaya Mehemna. It's the end of the teaching by the soul of Moses. We're now going to a different section, which is why there is a synopsis there. We're not going to read that synopsis at this time. We're going to leave the class a little early. We're going to read the commentary that I wrote right now. This is a very important point. The bulls are sacrificed to Hashem, not to the ministers. The energy is apportioned by Hashem among the 70 ministers. If they are not satisfied, they blame the Jews and not Hashem. Does that seem fair or logical to you? Why do people respond this way? Why do I respond this way? As I said, we're going to stop here, and it's an early class. There's still about 15 minutes left in the class, and I'll be happy to answer questions about what we have read or please confirm that I'm still connected.
You're still connected.
Good. Thank you. So I want to answer any questions that people have. We will continue reading this section of the Zohar in our 3 o'clock class today. That's 3 o'clock West Coast time. Or you can continue reading it on your own, or not, as you choose. That's what free choice is all about. The energy of Sukkot is extremely important to you personally for the year, to the world for the year, to every nation on the earth for the year. The more you learn about it, the more you participate in the study of those sections of the Torah, that the sacrifices of the bulls are accomplished, the better during this next week the world will be. Remember, a righteous person does a righteous act by doing a right action at the right time, in the right location, with the right kavanah. Sukkot is the right location, the right time. The study of the sacrifices is the right action. And the right kavanah is to share with the other nations. Are there any questions?
I know you might remind them that I can't remember which handout you have, which commentary, but we have the dates and the readings. If persons don't have a calendar that tells them those specific parsha readings,
would you go ahead and read them? Because I don't have it in front of me.
They are on one of your commentaries for Sukkot.
It is in my commentary for Sukkot. That commentary is available by doing a local search for the word Sukkot, spelled S-U-K-K-O-T. One of those handouts will give you the readings for each day. There is a different reading each day because the number of bulls change. Essentially, the readings are the same. On the main holidays, the readings are longer, and what is the sharing portion is the maftir, the final reading of the Torah. But each day it changes, so you do need to have it. You will find the readings, if you have a Hebrew Tanakh, at the beginning of it, it usually has the readings for the various parasha, but also for the various holidays. And the important part to study is that called the maftir, the final reading in the day. Any other questions? Thank you, Hannah, for reminding me about that.
Thank you. I did it quite a while back, so that's why I don't remember which handout.
As I said, you can find it by doing a local search in the local search box at the top of the Yeshem pages. You can do it for
Well, it's on our calendars if you have a Jewish calendar. So that's where I get the info to put on the handout. So it's available.
Well, not all of the Jewish handouts print the readings for the days. So everyone is different. It depends on which one you get. I've seen many that do not have it.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? We will continue our class at 3 o'clock. And if we do not finish this section today, we will continue it on Thursday. I do want to mention a few things. There will be classes Monday and Tuesday afternoon and evening for those who wish to join the Deep Zohar studies, the Ari and the Tikkuni Zohar classes. Those are Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning, our classes will be as our normal schedule. Saturday evening, we normally have a Zohar class at 7 p.m., and we will do so again. But Sunday, Saturday night and Sunday, is the seventh day of Sukkot, which means it is Hoshana Rabbah. It has a special name. It has some very unique actions to do. All of that we've discussed in our Zohar classes from last week. But we will start at 8 p.m. West Coast time, a long night study. In that study, we will be reading the whole of the book of Deuteronomy, of Devarim. We will be discussing a lot of things as we go through that study. So I hope you'll join us for that, because essentially what has happened, on Rosh Hashanah, there was a decree. What would happen to each and every human being during this year of 5779? On Yom Kippur, it was sealed, meaning whatever determination was made on Rosh Hashanah could have been changed or it could have been left alone, but it's now sealed in an envelope. Metaphorically speaking, that envelope is now in abeyance. It isn't handed to anybody. It isn't mailed. It's waiting for the seventh day of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, where it will be handed to the angels to implement. The decree may say chaos to this person, God forbid. And it may specify that chaos will be in the month of Cheshvan, or it may say it's going to be in the month of Tammuz. Whatever the decree says, the angel will do. Up until that day, Hoshana Rabbah, the actions that you do can change the decree. Never for the worse, but it can change it for the better. It's up to you to decide if you want those decrees changed. The more that you do spiritually, the more you live, dwell in the sukkah, not just eat, but the more time you spend in the sukkah, the better. You have approximately 170 hours for the 7 days of Sukkot. Seven times 24. How many of those hours will you be in the sukkah? Obviously, if it's snowing, you don't have to be dwelling in the sukkah during the storm. But maybe you can. Maybe it's a light snow and you're willing to put up with the cold. Or maybe not. No one is saying you must do anything. I'm giving you information. Maybe I didn't build a sukkah. Maybe I don't think of myself as Jewish, and it's not a mitzvah I need to do. Everybody has free choice. Dwelling in the sukkah will benefit every human being in changing that decree. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all Shalom Gadol, a good week, Shavuot Tov, Chag Sameach, a good holiday, a happy holiday, because Sukkot is a holiday of loving kindness. It is the energy of loving kindness. The sukha itself is an antenna to draw the energy of loving kindness. That's why we want to dwell in the sukha. We want to dwell in the hands of loving kindness of Hashem. That's what the four species, the waving of the lulav and etrog, is another form of drawing the energy of loving kindness. The two different antennas, they work differently, they work on different levels. But that's what it's all about. That's what we will be studying more of this afternoon. Chag Sameach, Shavua Tov. Have a very good week connecting to the energy of joy, happiness, and loving kindness. Shalom to all.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.